Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the contemporary art world, big biennial shows are popular destinations for fans to discover new work. Right now, the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln is hosting the largest exhibition dedicated to New England made art in its own 2012 biennial. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited as the show was being installed and reports on what it says about making art in this age of economic anxiety.
23 artists and collaboratives are in the De Cordova Biennial. From now through late April, a colorful sampling of their work will fill the museum. Curators Dina Deitch and Abigail Ross Goodman have been installing photography, multimedia pieces, and sculptures with a few of the exhibiting artists.
I roughly imagine it will go here.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
And then it's just a matter of how close to the wall and sort of.
They want the biennial to be a story about New England artists and how they're working today. To tell it, the two curators pored over portfolios, road tripped across six states, and visited about 100 studios. Deitch says they found a lot of creative people making innovative art, but they also discovered something else.
There's a lot of anxiety. I think all of us have it.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Cambridge artist Joe Zane remembers when Deitch and Ross Goodman showed up at his studio. He had been working at MIT for 5 years, but got laid off after the economy tanked. When the curators arrived, Zane admits they were the first creatures he'd talked to at length, besides his dog, in months.
I had just finished a sculpture of an organ grinder monkey holding out a cup asking for money, which I'd been making a lot of work based on the fact that I was out of work and I needed money. So there was a lot of conversation about the monkey.
For good reason, Deitch says.
You know, is funny and weird and sad and kind of encapsulated a lot of these things that we had been seeing about discomfort and anxiety. I think, Joe, you encapsulate anxiety pretty nicely, I would say. I think you're our poster boy.
A job title Zane gladly accepts. Before the downturn, he says, his work tended to focus on the anxiety that comes with being an artist. Then
it went from, like, the work is about this to, like, oh, my God, I'm actually living it.
For this show, Zane decided to make a self-deprecating piece of art, actually simple plexiglass letters on the gallery wall, spelling out the statement, "This isn't the biennial I was hoping for." It pokes fun at the number of biennials around the world these days, most notably the big one at the Whitney Museum of Art in New York City.
I think the last count, there's over 60 biennials. So they've become such a huge part of the art viewing experience that getting into a biennial is a big deal for an artist.
Zane hopes his place in the De Cordova Biennial is a good indicator of an economic turnaround in his own life. And he's not alone. This is also the first biennial for a pair of artists who go by their last names, Antoniadis and Stone.
You know, having a nice, clean space in a museum, sort of the dream.
It also means that the art world is somewhat behind what you're doing, which is always a good sign.
Alexei Antoniadis and Nico Stone are childhood friends and make sculptures of dilapidated building parts. Busted up blue doors, like the ones you might find in an office building, appear to be metal. But they're made of painted plastic. Nothing is what it seems. Everything is crumbling. Their pieces of fake, failing architecture are metaphors for failing institutions and human failure. Like artist Joe Zane, Antoniadis and Stone say their work represents how they're feeling.
I don't know if it's venting it or if it's just that there's no other real valid subject matter for us. And it's sort of unavoidable that we gravitate towards that.
The two artists also share a design and fabrication company and admit they're experiencing some financial discomfort in their own lives, too.
I mean, aren't we all to some degree? I don't know.
Then there's Steve Lambert, downstairs in the museum's lobby. One of his pieces is a huge sign, 9 feet high, 20 feet wide, lit up like something you'd see at an old-fashioned carnival. It says, "Capitalism works for me. True false. It's the first thing visitors will confront when they enter the museum. Lambert says he made it long before the Occupy movement spread across the country.
To me, one of the jobs of being an artist is like understanding what's going on in culture and being able to sort of reflect back or comment or add things or provoke sometimes.
And there's more provoking to come. As part of the Decordova's 2012 biennial, Lambert will drive his capitalism sign around Massachusetts during tax season. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
You can see a slideshow of the artwork from the 2012 Decordova Biennial at our website, wbur.org. Also, to join a conversation about the state of contemporary art in New England at present with the Decordova Biennial curators, tune in to Radio Boston this afternoon at 3 p.m.